two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
The spotlight of fame shines a narrow beam. Center stage, where music's biggest stars do their thing. But we wouldn't know them at all without the wizards behind the scenes. Great music-loving souls, pioneers of how we make and record music.
All it takes is recording equipment of enormous cost and capacity, such as this recording console. It faithfully handles all sounds audible to the human ear. But with time and patience and enough retakes, they get on the record too.
Back before digital, a bunch of musicians gathered around a microphone, maybe two. Hey, flute bloke, come in closer. You there, trombone? Yep, up the back. Then everyone plays all at once onto a tape and hopefully a balanced, pleasing recording. Not always, and there was plenty of do it again. Pop brought new challenges and solutions. Transistors, equalizers, multi-track mixers. Meet the father of the modern recording studio, Rupert Neave.
You bring a bunch of musicians in and make a recording, and they find that the guitar is kind of lost. So what do you do? You bring all the musicians in again, scouring the various nightclubs and so on into which they've all disappeared, and re-record. Very expensive, difficult. Is there any way we can change that mix?
But walking down the hallway and seeing all of those platinum records on the wall, that's what I'm talking about.
Tom Petty.
Fleetwood Mac.
Neil Young, man.
Cheap Trick.
Chili Peppers.
Pat Benatar.
Guns N' Roses.
Nine Inch Nails.
Foreigner.
Rat.
Johnny Cash.
Metallica.
Dude, how many music albums have been made there?
I chose Sound City because Nevermind was recorded there.
This guy, Rupert Neave, designed these next generation consoles.
There's only four like this in the world.
There's something about the Neave sound.
It's a pretty badass console.
From Dave Grohl's documentary about Sound City Studio in Los Angeles, where one of Rupert Neave's finest recording consoles was installed in the early 70s. Sound City went on to produce over 100 gold or platinum albums, using Rupert Neave's inventions to great effect. One of the first Sound City recordings.
But she'll leave you crying in the night. She will leave you crying in the night. Oh, she's gonna leave you crying in the night. She's back in town and she's looking around.
Buckingham Nicks. They were soon invited to join Fleetwood Mac, launching their huge 70s success. one of hundreds of acts that benefited from Rupert Neave's many inventions. A former British Army Signals Corps member, recording industry pioneer. Rupert died this year. He was 94.
A boy is born in hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough, just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just
Stevie Wonder had a golden run in the early 1970s. Five great albums, many hit singles. Stevie's need to experiment ran deep, and he found just the right collaborator.
Stevie Wonder began to explore a funk sound with two musicians and recording engineers using a new musical invention, the synthesizer, Tonto. Was installed in the studio which had been used by Jimi Hendrix, Electric Lady, and the trio got down to work.
Stevie had such a breadth of musical capability, and he was also wide open to suggestion. I would sit down sometimes and play a few sort of jazz changes, and he immediately, oh, hey, show me that, what's that, show me that. And he would pick it up and then take it to a whole new place.
That's Malcolm Cecil, who invented Tonto. Analog synthesizers were brand new then, and there were many types. Tonto made them work together, creating new possibilities, new sounds.
The instruments at the time were all unique and all different. Moog had a certain instrument way of sounding, and then the ARP came out, and that had a different sound. And with the synthesizers, particularly the different sounds, I wanted an orchestra that comprised of all different sounds. Okay? So bend the sounds or something, you can create things that are not keyboardy.
Malcolm Cecil had been a radar technician with the Royal Air Force. He went on to be another music industry pioneer. Malcolm died in March, age 84. Malcolm Cecil and Bob McAuliffe invented Tonto, igniting Stevie Wonder's 70s string of hit records, including this one. Listen out for the mesmerizing keyboard parts and marvelously slinky bass line, all created on Tonto.
Thank you. don't